Okay, you guys, here we go. She Runs Ultras, episode number 217. I was listening to a podcast episode the other day with Dr. Joe Dispenza. And if you're not familiar with him, he's a chiropractor, an author, a speaker, and basically somebody who focuses on the mind-body connection. And full disclosure, if you go and Google him, you're going to find some mixed reviews. Some people love him, some people think he's a little woo-woo, and I honestly haven't read or engaged with enough of his stuff to make a determination for myself yet. But what I'm going to share with you is sort of outside that realm. So whether you love him or hate him, let's just talk about this concept, this quote that he said, because I think it is sort of neutral, okay? So during the course of the interview, he said something to the effect of 95% of who you are is on autopilot. Now, I will fully admit that I was driving while I was listening to this, and I paused the episode and made a note on my phone to help me remember this for later because A, it was such a good concept and topic. I knew I wanted to talk about it with you guys. And B, I did that because my memory is just absolute garbage these days, which I think is a symptom of perimenopause, which, side note, I am super not excited about. But that's another topic for another time. But this quote struck a chord with me on a few different levels. The first level is just me as a human who's trying to always take on big challenges, improve my skill set, learn new things, optimize my habits and my routines. And second, I sort of heard this really with my coaching hat on, as a coach, someone who's trying to help my clients achieve their goals. And it was sort of like a aha moment when he said it. But as I thought about it more, I was on some deep down level, I know this, and I bet you do too. You know that when you're first learning something new, it takes a lot of effort and brain power. But then after you practice, you don't really have to think as hard about it or work as hard to accomplish that task. And so that's where, the 95% of you is on autopilot comes from, right? When you're a baby, when you're just born, you have to learn to interact with the world. You got to learn to, roll over and crawl and then walk and then, feed yourself and do all the things. But then we don't have to think about those things anymore. Feeding yourself, walking, doing all those things, those are on autopilot. But for some reason, when he said that 95% of who you are is on autopilot, my coach brain switched on and was like, oh, hell yeah, that is the key. So if you know that fact, that 95% of you, of who you are and what you do is on autopilot, then it stands to reason that trying to get something new or trying something new, like training for an ultra, is going to feel hard, right? There's no two ways about it. Even if you're currently a runner or have been a runner for many years, doing something completely new, like switching from roads to trails or shorter distances to longer, using poles, having to feed yourself while running, doing more elevation, like technical trails, being in the woods by yourself, pooping in the woods, navigating the highs and lows of training, all of that is going to feel exponentially harder because it's not on autopilot. Now, that's not to say that you haven't mastered one or more of those things that I just listed and maybe other things that I didn't list. And so you're operating on autopilot for some of those things, but the other things, not so much. And I was thinking about it, making notes for this episode, and I was thinking every time you make the jump from race to race, because no two races are exactly the same, and distance to distance, you're going to have to go through this process again, right? From 50K to 50 miles, 100K to 100 miles, 50K to 100 miles, and then even 100 miler to a 200 miler, there are skills that translate over. But there's so many things that you're going to have to level up on. You're going to have to go off autopilot to learn and practice and incorporate so that they are on autopilot the next time you go out for that race, right? So you can use this to help you on a bunch of different levels, right? You don't even have to really think about it from a training perspective, but all the examples I'm going to give you here are basically centered around training because that's what we do here, right? So say you're having a tough time, I don't know, like incorporating the daily shakedown or getting up earlier to get your workouts in before the day gets away from you. Just knowing, and probably like repeating to yourself, maybe even multiple times a day, that 95% of you is on autopilot will help you to take different actions. Well, first of all, it's going to help you to think differently. Because the ironic part here is that if 95% of you is on autopilot, you're not even thinking or aware of the fact that 95% of you is on autopilot. That I think that's probably like as meta as it sounds. Like we're digging deep here. But like if you are on autopilot, you don't recognize it. And so if you call that to the front of your brain, if you remind yourself of it, like by repeating it or maybe putting it on a post-it note somewhere, it's going to help you to have different thoughts and then take different actions and get different results, i.e. get off of autopilot and get to where you want to go. So some of those different actions could basically be like setting alarms or reminders to break you out of your habit or your routine and start pushing you in a new direction, a new routine that's going to help you get to where you want to go, right? Again, get off of autopilot and start taking different action. And when I think about it, and it being like training and adjusting to training, working towards a race goal, none of it is all that hard, really, right? Yes, it's physically taxing. It takes time, but on a fundamental level, it's just walking, it's just running, it's just mobility and strength training, it's just sleep and rest and nutrition, et cetera, right? I can already hear you guys like screaming back at me through the phone, through the computer, whatever you're listening on. Like, yes, it is hard, and I get it. It is hard, but if you really break it down and think about it, it's just walking, it's just running. But when we put it all together, it feels like more than just X, Y, or Z. Okay, so I get it. I'm not trying to like downplay or minimize all the hard work that we do, but again, I want to break it down into a very systematic and simplistic approach so that your brain can more easily handle this change like that we're throwing at it, okay? The kicker is that all of this stuff, the running, the walking, the mobility, the strength, the nutrition, the sleep, it's a different routine. It's a different skill, habit, that is not on autopilot. So if you're someone that's struggling with your training, I think it's first of all helpful to give yourself a little bit of grace and then keep this thought top of mind. Again, post-it note, make it the screensaver on your phone or your laptop or whatever to remind you that the only thing between you now and you wherever it is you want to go is the autopilot. Right? If you always default to autopilot, you're never going to get anywhere different. So turning it off and really engaging with your habits and your routines, your thoughts and your mindsets, like how you think, how you talk to yourself, those are big ones. And waking up every day and making the conscious choices that are going to ultimately take you where you want to go versus keeping you on the merry-go-round that is your current state of autopilot is going to be huge. And you will also have to be brave when you go off of autopilot. And I think that's something that I know has like definitely tripped me up in the past. And I see it with some of you guys. I see it with my clients. And I'm not saying like that this isn't going to be challenging. But I think part of the reason why it takes bravery and why going off of autopilot is a little scary is because you are not truly sold on the fact that you can do this. And let's just, for the purposes of this discussion, say, do this is run your first ultra. And I have been here. I am here every single time I try and do something new, right? Like as I sit here now, I'm still rehabbing my foot and had to swipe all of my races off the calendar for at least the first half of the year. Like maybe I'll do some races in the second half of the year. But as I sit right now, like I'm not truly sold on the fact that I can run more than 5 miles, Like, legitimately, I'm not just saying that to say that to like make a great podcast episode. Like, that's legitimately how I feel. Ask anybody that I work with, anybody that I see on a daily basis who has asked me recently how my foot is. That is exactly what I tell everyone. And so if you're not truly sold on the fact that you can do it, and you're unwilling to break free and do something new or different because of the fear of failure or discomfort, then that's where you're going to stay. Okay? And you guys know I will never lie to you and say that training is going to be all, you know, rainbows and unicorns. You're going to feel fear. You're going to feel uncomfortable. Not feeling those things is just unrealistic. So if you're listening to this and you're like, well, when I'm no longer scared or afraid or uncomfortable, then I'll do it. Sweetie, it's never going to happen. With all the love in the world, like, that's just never going to happen. So please don't wait for that point. You have to lean into this and do this, even if you are scared, even if you are fearful, even if you are uncomfortable. Okay. What I have told people a lot over the last month, let's back up. It's April, right? If you have been training since the beginning of the year, you're sort of in the thick of it now. Okay. You're leveling up. You're going to maybe the longest distances that you've run ever or in a while. And you're starting to rub up against those upper limits. You're getting fearful. You're getting uncomfortable. You're not sure. You're not sold on the fact that you can do this. Okay. And what I'm saying is it's par for the course. Okay. Of course, you're going to be scared. You're going to be fearful. You're going to worry about being uncomfortable. You're worried about what if I fail? What do other people think about this? Forget that. Don't worry about other people right now. We're just talking about you. But that is something that is going to come up, guaranteed. It comes up with everybody all the time, myself included. Okay. Don't buy into that. You're going to feel those things. It's par for the course. And just because it shows up doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you or with your training or what you're doing or your goals. It's just the first sign that like your autopilot is off and you're on your way to the next level. Okay? So my parting words for you for the day are just embrace this challenge, knowing that 95% of you is on autopilot, and see how low you can get, right? How much of yourself can you take off autopilot and see where you can go with it, right? Disengage from autopilot and watch where you go. Pretty cool, right? 95% of you is on autopilot. I know that's something that I'm going to keep top of mind for at least the next week, and I will for sure be putting that up on a post-it note here in my office, and I'll continue to remind myself and you guys over the course of the next few weeks, just as a reminder to make sure that you're making decisions from the right place and that you're not reverting back to autopilot. If you want some help making changes, switching off of autopilot, I've got some free resources that are in the show notes below. But one of the best ways to do that is to get around other people who are trying to go where you're trying to go. So the best place I know to do that is inside my free Facebook group. This is exclusively for women. It's called Run Your First 50K. So just head on over to Facebook, search Run Your First 50K under groups, request to join, answer the questions, and come and join us. Be sure that you answer those questions. That's how I make sure that you're not a bot. And it's how we know how to help you once you're inside the group. And when you're there, you're just going to find the most amazing women who are training for a whole variety of things. So you don't have to have run your first 50K to join. You also don't have to have a 50K on the books. Like, you don't have to be signed up for one this year. Part of what I think holds people back is just not having enough people in their life that are, like I said, going where they want to go, doing what they want to do. And so if you just have the inkling that an ultra is for you sometime in the future, this is a great place to come and hang out, watch, learn, ask questions, and just like get some good ultra vibes, right, in your life. All right. So come on over to Facebook, Run Your First 50K. That is the group that you want to join. And the She Runs Ultras membership is the next step up from that. It's my private coaching group. It is currently closed, but we will open the membership again in July. And so this is where I go above and beyond and give you all of my resources, all of the coaching, the training plans, the mobility work, the strength work, everything. I mean, just ask. There's a lot of the women in the private coaching membership that are also in the free Facebook group. So if you've got questions about the membership, feel free to drop them in the group and I will let my clients answer those and let the membership speak for itself. But if you are interested, it opens in July, specifically Monday, July 1st. The best way to make sure that you get a spot is by going to SheRunsUltras.com and putting your name on the wait list. There's a little button in the corner that says get notified, okay? Also, just want to tell you that if you have a late August, early September race and you have not yet started training, get on your horse, let's go, okay? Because roughly end of August, beginning of September is 20 weeks out from today, Friday, April 19th, okay? I don't want to scare you, but I kind of want to put like, you know, a little fire under your butt that if you're not training or if you've been slacking off, there is a timeline, there is a deadline, and I want to help you as much as I can. So come join the Facebook group, reach out, ask questions. That's all for this episode, you guys. Enjoy this beat, and I'll see you all soon.